And now you see how it was possible to remove the black from the original rendering. All I had to do was to load this mask, choose Inverse from the Select menu, and hit the Delete key on the keyboard. That leaves you with basically only the struts, the crossbeams, and the wings of the airplane, and the rest of the area is transparent. And then you can set up another layer, which in this case is the background blue, and that even will eventually be replaced by the final image of the sky. Okay, for now, let's go ahead and deselect this mask, if you'll simply click anywhere on the screen.